and church once more, that in these gray and latter days there may be those who grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Holy Gospel found in Luke 6. Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. This is God's word. Please be seated. Quite often a son will take on a lot of the qualities of his father. We make the comparisons right as soon as a child is born. And there's a lot of comparisons that are made between daughters and mothers as well. But I think for some reason we really expect sons to emulate their fathers, at least in the good ways, right? We compare their looks. Oh, he has his father's eyes. He, of course, has his father's hair, his smile, same dimples in his cheeks that his father has. We want our sons to share in their father's values, right? To care for family if dad cared for family, to be a good and faithful husband if dad was a good and faithful husband. Sometimes we want sons to take on a family business or occupation. Farmers, this happens all the time, although not as much these days, where the son will take over the family farm from the dad who took it over from grandpa, who took it over from great-grandpa. Well, as Christians, we have a father who imparts his qualities upon us. Jesus talks in our gospel today about being sons of the Father. He says, you will be sons of the Most High. When you are a disciple, as we talked about last week, a follower of the way that is in Jesus Christ, you are a son of God. Now, we've covered this in Bible study a few times. So those of you who haven't heard this, let me tell you what I'm talking about. That word son is so, so important. We're tempted in this age of political correctness and making everything equal and the same to say that we are children of God. And yet there are times the Bible, the New Testament, Jesus himself, make an explicit point to say we are sons of the Father. And that means all of you. That means men and women alike. You are all sons of God. Because a son receives a name from the Father. It's like we receive the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the waters of baptism. And a son receives an inheritance. And as God rules over all of heaven and earth, he blesses us with an inheritance of a kingdom, which we inherit, which is ours through Jesus Christ. And as sons, we receive qualities that belong to our Father as well. And that's what today's Holy Gospel is about. It's about what sort of qualities, what sort of behavior, what sort of values should you, as children of the Father, as sons of the Father, what does it look like to live as one of his children? And in our reading today, it's in the form of all these imperatives, right? All these commands. In fact, there's 16 of them all throughout our gospel. All these commands that we're supposed to do. That might make us a little bit uncomfortable as Lutherans because we're not always real comfortable talking about the things that Christians are supposed to do. But they're there nonetheless. This is what you do as a son of the Father. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. To the one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. From the one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you. From the one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. As you wish that others would do, so do unto them. All throughout our gospel today, Jesus is describing how we, as sons of the Father, should live. How we should regard one another. We should love one another. We should give to one another without expecting repayment or some sort of earthly reward. We should forgive one another. In fact, I don't think there's any words that sum this up better than what Jesus said in our verse that we heard before the gospel and in the verse I read at the beginning of the sermon. Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. Christians, children of God, sons of the Father, you and me are to be people of mercy. People of love and compassion and forgiveness and kindness and charity to one another. We are to regard one another as God has regarded us. As children. And if we are all children of the Father, sons of the Father even, what does that make us? Well, it makes us family. You see, the most significant relationships that you have, yes, you have your earthly relationships, your friends, your immediate family, husbands, wives, but the most important relationship you have is the one with your heavenly Father who gathers you into one family and says to live in love and giving and forgiveness with one another. I'm reminded of when I got to my first church in Garrison, Minnesota. They had this practice then that the elder would give communion to the pastor before everyone else, and the pastor's wife or any kids who were taking communion would come up and take communion with the pastor so that the pastor could commune with his family. And the first couple Sundays I was there, I said, no, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. It wasn't that I didn't want to commune with my wife. But the reality was that on Sunday morning, when we gather as saints before the altar of God, I am just as much family with each and every one of you as I am with my wife, as I am with my children. Because here we gather not as an earthly family, but as a little subsection of a greater family that encompasses all who are in Jesus Christ, all who are redeemed by his blood. We are family, dear people in Christ. That's why I call you often brothers and sisters in Christ. Because that is what we are. We have a Father who has loved us and has now called us to love each other. Even if we should be turned as enemies against one another, we love. Even if someone should do something terrible against us, we love. Because there is no scenario in which love, compassion, kindness, goodness, there's no scenario under which it's earned or deserved. If it was, it wouldn't be mercy. That's what makes it mercy, the fact that it is undeserved. We have a God who pours out love and kindness and goodness on some of the most vile people on this earth, and yet he does it out of compassion and goodness. Jesus says in the Gospels, the rain falls on the good and the evil alike. The sun shines on the righteous and the unrighteous alike. God cares for it all. He provides for it all. And so, you as a member of that family, as a member of the family of God in Jesus Christ, so you are called to love one another, to love your enemies, to do good, to lend expecting nothing in return, to judge not so that you will not be judged, condemn not and you will not be condemned, forgive and be forgiven, give and it will be given to you. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Wow. What a command, huh? Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Where to begin? How can we even begin to be merciful as God Himself is merciful? How are we even capable of such mercy? Something going on. I see some laughing going on out there. I heard wind blowing out there. Am I missing something?
Yes.
What's going on? Karen, tell me what's going on.
No.
All right. I don't have like a weird hair sticking up or anything, do I? Okay. All right. How do we be merciful as God is merciful when God is perfect in His mercy? It all starts with how we became children of God. Because you see, the thing with being a son is that you can't decide to be a son, a child. I did not make a decision to be a child of my parents, nor can you. I did not have to do anything to earn my place as the son of my parents. And you, by grace, are called to be God's children, His sons, in the waters of baptism. Because there, as we are told in the scriptures, we are baptized into Christ. Paul writes in Romans 6, "Do you not know that those of you who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death?" If we are sons of God the Father, and He is the Father of us all, then that makes Christ our brother. More than a brother, we are one with Him. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, we are a body. In Christ, we are baptized into the one who loves His enemies, who loved the ones who nailed Him to death on the cross. In Christ, we are in the one who gives all things to those who strike Him, who whip Him, who beat Him, and those who put Him on the cross by virtue of their sin. In Christ, we are in the one who forgives with His blood. How can we be people of mercy? How can we learn to live and love and give and forgive one another? We do it by receiving all of it from Him. You see, that's why I always emphasize the importance of us receiving here in the house of God, where God comes to us in His Word and we receive that Word. He offers forgiveness of sins and we receive that forgiveness. He showers us with mercy and we receive that mercy. He gives us the sacrifice of His body and blood, so that we can be emboldened to be living sacrifices ourselves. Make no mistake, it is a serious command that Jesus gives to be loving, to be forgiving, to be good to those who hate us, to be the sort of person He lines out as a disciple of Jesus Christ. It all begins in Christ, receiving what He gives you. Forgiveness, mercy, compassion. And every single one of you, all of you, as sons of God in Christ, children of God in Christ, as disciples, as followers of the way, all of you have precisely what you need to be these people of love and kindness and compassion. Because it's given to you today. It's given to you freely. It's given to you, though it's undeserved. It's given to you through Christ our Lord. Because you are children of the Father. And fathers give to their children. They bestow things upon their sons that are meant to carry on. Dearest friends in Jesus Christ, dearest brothers and sisters in Christ, as sons of the Heavenly Father, as those with this eternal inheritance, let us do good. Let us be kind. Let us give to those in need. Let us show compassion even to those who we don't think deserve it. Let us be merciful as our Father is merciful. And let us do so rejoicing in the mercy shown to us this day in Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.